A spoiled vessel, today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I am so thankful that you took a moment of your day to listen to this show. My goal is to encourage as many coaches as possible because I believe coaching is a calling, and God has placed many in the profession so that young people can be reached. Coach, you are one of those people that God has chosen, and if you find the show encouraging, please share it or leave a review so more coaches can be reached. Today, I want to take a look at one of my favorite passages of Scripture. And that's Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And this passage states, "The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. And the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand. And he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done? Declares the Lord. Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." What we see in this passage is transformation. God sends Jeremiah down to the potter's house to teach him a lesson. As an educator, I know that many people are visual learners. And as a result, a visual illustration can really drive the point of a lesson home. That's exactly what God provided for Jeremiah, a visual illustration. What Jeremiah sees is a potter working at his wheel. The vessel that this potter was making was spoiled. In other words, it wasn't desirable. There was something wrong with it, and as such, it couldn't serve the purpose that it was intended to. This is a really sad picture. However, he goes on to watch the potter take this undesirable vessel and continue to work on it. The scripture says that the potter continued to work, and in the process, he reworked the spoiled vessel into something usable. As Jeremiah is watching this remarkable picture, God speaks to him and basically says, "Jeremiah, can I not do with my people what this potter has done? Can I not take an undesirable vessel and mold it into something new that can fulfill my desired purpose? You are just like this clay, and you are in my hand." There's a powerful lesson in this for us, and that is that God is a God who can transform lives, and one way that he can accomplish this is through us. This is where our role as a coach comes into play. In many ways, we are like the potter's hand in this story. We are given athletes, especially at the high school level, and are tasked with reworking them. Quite often, we may be tempted to give up on some because it just doesn't seem to be working out. However, when faced with this temptation, we must remember that God has not given up on us. In fact, we are all undesirable vessels. But if we have placed our faith in Christ, then He has taken what is undesirable and we reworked it for His good. If this is the case, then we have no option but to do our best to serve those that have been entrusted to our care. We're called to rework our athletes into better players, but also into better individuals. In some cases, we're the potter's hand, and as we rework our players and love them, we can point them to the potter. So, coach, know a few things today. One, God has not given up on you. He continues to mold you so that you might fulfill His purpose. And that purpose is to bring glory to Him, and you can do that by working diligently to mold the lives of the young athletes in your care. You can play a part in reworking a spoiled vessel into one that brings glory to God and fulfills His purpose. there's no greater calling in life. At times, you may not feel up to the task, but know this, you're in God's hand, and He is up to the task and will guide you every step of the way. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.